Katie Moreau says she'll never forget the feeling when she and Matt Michaud decided to risk everything to make skis.
Scary, very scary, exciting, but the best part is that you're your own boss.
Both have engineering degrees from UNH. Michaud has a bachelor's and Moreau's a master's. They love skiing, particularly at nearby Cannon Mountain. And they thought they could use their engineering experience, including working in composite materials, to make some very special skis and skateboards. Now, that's what they're doing in a small two-room workshop. It's wedged into the first floor of a house they built on a hill, assembling, shaping, sanding, trying to make them just right. Kelly Davis is director of research at Snow Sports Industries America, a ski trade association.
Really cool to see how they make skis for their specific climate and for a specific customer.
Go online, and you can find plenty of boutique ski makers specializing in skis for the deep powder of the West. But Moreau's and Michaud designed for a skier who wants equipment for hard snow, for the East. Their skis are built to carve.
Or you're going to hit ice a lot more in the East than you will in the West. So you need the grip.
One of the keys to getting that grip is using a very different design with two layers of unusual materials, carbon fiber and ballistic fiberglass. The goal is something rare, a ski that is stiff enough to hold going fast on an icy surface, but has enough flexibility to make it easy to turn.
Their skis are superb. I really like them. They definitely have a kind of a racing personality under the covers.
That's Eric Edelstein. He runs a website dedicated to skis made by small manufacturers, exoticski.com. He says many small companies make skis with interesting graphics. Far fewer, he says, make skis that are engineered to be different.
Then you have a carbon braid. Then you have a ballistic glass. And that separates the two directions, so your ballistic glass can act differently than your...
The market for such skis is a niche, says Edelstein, but customers do exist.
The ones that we talk to, it tends to be either very hardcore, independent-minded, artisanal-oriented types of skiers who really want something that isn't mass-produced.
They also need to be willing to spend. A pair of Sandwich Tech skis, they make two models, is priced around $1,000. That's competitive with high-end specialty skis. And you buy them directly from Sandwich Tech. That means word-of-mouth marketing is key. Katie Moreau says she and Matt Michaud would like to spend more time on the slopes showing people what their skis can do. But being a two-person operation means they're working on making skis almost every day.
Yep, that one's good to go.
Last year, Sandwich Tech sold a few dozen pairs. This winter, they're hoping to sell 100 pairs. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.